joyful manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. We have changed the day that we are airing on. It's now every alternate Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we want to stick to this new timing because of requests that it be shifted to a more suitable time that people can tune in and listen in. So, joyful manifestation is the opposite, exact opposite of all the negativity that goes on in the world. It's the exact opposite. You know, you've got the dark and light, night and day. You've got so-called bad events. And then on this side, you've got joy, love, laughter, beauty, and absolutely nice vibrations in which you can actually relax, just as if you were in a jacuzzi. Relax and feel good, feel safe. Feel good about the world, feel good about your world, because you are who we are concerned with. It's you. You are important. It's you that matters. This is not about the world. This is not about the big world. This is about you. And we care for you. We want you to be happy. We want you to be in joy. And we want you to enjoy life. Creating, manifesting fantastic, amazing things for yourself. Amazing events of joy. Events that bring back joy to you, multiplied, infinite times. So many times that you can't even imagine how much joy is being returned back to you for all the positive thinking that you do. Positive thinking, affirmations, feeling as if everything's going to go well, hope, wonder, joy. All the good words, all that makes you feel good about this world and about your world, as if good things are going to happen to you. So, in case people are worried across the world, that's not you. You can create your own world, and in your own world, you can feel absolutely good because you are a joyful manifester. The law of attraction is always working. The law of gravity is always working. The law of attraction says like attracts like. So what you put out in terms of energy is attracted back to you. Your energy decides what happens to you. Your energy decides how things are going to go. It's not fated. It's not destined or planned by some evil powers, but it's about you and what you create. So here we are giving back your power and saying, go create what you want. If God were to say something, he would say, here is your power, my child. Go create what you want. Enjoy. This is your life. Have fun with it. Do well with it. Your power is yours, my child, to create infinitely what you desire, what you seek in life. Do you seek money? Well, that's yours. Do you seek love? That's yours. Anything that you want is yours. And I will give you amazing abilities to do all of these amazing things because you are a magician. You are a magician and you can create what you want. Magic. Imagine yourself having a magic wand in your hand. Just imagine, oh, I have a magic wand. And you know what? Pick up something. Pick up something that you have. It could be a ruler, a stick, even a ladle, it doesn't matter, something that makes you feel like, okay, I'm holding on to something. And then you can imagine it to be a magic wand. You can actually get these in some stores, metaphysical stores where they sell crystals. You can get a wand which has all these crystals lined up to match your chakra system. You can also go into Barnes & Nobles and bookstores and buy wands that Harry Potter, Hermione, all of them use wands. And you could imagine any one of these wands to be real and true, hold it in your hand and wish what you want. This is your magic wand. And life is about magic. Life is about creating what you want. It's not about taking in what the world gives you. Oh my God, this is what the world is giving me and I am so burdened by this. No, this is about what you are sending out into space in terms of energy, in terms of vibrations. And what you send out into space is returned back to you. It is returned back to you. It is the law of karma. You reap what you sow. But here, we're saying like attracts like. We're giving it a more modern twist in terms of the law of attraction. And you're not making it so strict or about sin. Rather, we would like you to feel like you have the ability to manifest exactly what you want and to see what you want. Joyful manifestation is about joyful vibrations. It's about good things. It's about manifesting, creating your life. And in this life, you have co-creators, people who align with your thoughts. So think about this show. Think about the Joyful Manifestation show. Think about me, Sugandhi Iyer. I am the author of Joyful Manifestation. It's a great book and you can get it on Amazon.com and other such retailers, online retailers. It contains a process that will really help you manifest. So think about this show, think about this book, think about me. Think about the fact that we are people you can align to. We are things that you can align to. You can align to us and feel safe and feel good. The same way there could be other people in your life, people that you know, groups that you know of, who might align with you and be a co-creator, thinking the way you do. Like minds, creating the same. So look out for these like minds or allow the universe to bring to you these like minds and say, dear universe, can you please bring to me people who are aligned with my thoughts, in line with my thoughts, who create good, who believe in joy, who believe in joyful manifestation, who believe that we can really create the world that we want to create for ourselves. Again, the show is not about the world, it's about you, and it's about your world, what you create for yourself. So here we are live on the Joyful Manifestation show. We are your co-creators, and we're here to help you create a great life. An absolutely great life. Things that you want to see happen. So here is the word focus. Focus, focus, focus. Focus on what you want to see happen. Do not focus on what you don't want to see happen. Because like attracts like, and you will attract the same back to you. You know, we always bring in fictitious Jane. She's here to help us with any negativity that we might talk about in the show. Fictitious Jane does not want to keep having negative things happen to her again and again, like patterns. So thinking nicely, thinking positively, thinking good is a pattern. It's a habit. And it's a habit that you can develop. It's a habit that will make you feel safe, will make you feel alive, and will make you feel good. if you get into the habit of thinking positively, thinking good, and being a joyful manifester, there is no way that this world is going to bring you down with all of its negativity. There is no way. You decide what happens to you. You create your fate. You create your destiny. You use your magic wand. And it doesn't matter. It could be a pretense magic wand because the power is with you. And you endow that state, that pretense magic wand, with power to do what you want to do. So basically, all you have to do is to practice being a joyful manifester. Just learn how to be a joyful manifester and to make things happen your way. You know how they say it's my way or the highway. Well, this is your way. And anybody who doesn't want to agree with you, they can, well, take another road and go their way. They don't have to accept what you do. They don't exactly have to be like you. They are probably having years of bad habits of thinking negatively and looking for negative news, looking for negative events in the world, things that bring people down. It brings your energy down when people watch and listen to negative stuff. Their energy literally goes down and they get scared. They're like, is this my world? Is this the world that I really live in? And they forget to look at the trees. They forget to look at the beautiful skies. They forget to hear thunder and smell wet mud after it's just rained. They forget to look at the flowers. And they forget to watch out for angels and fairies and wonderful things. They forget to look at a stream that's just simply doing its job for thousands of years, maybe. Rivers that exist for God knows how much time. The beautiful birds, peacocks, little kittens, little puppies, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful animals and creatures that this universe has created for your enjoyment. And instead, the focus is on negative things. So I would say, how long is this habit going to last of watching negative events and negative news and negative things, listening, hearing, all of your sensory parts, everything is spent on listening to negative news and then feeling scared about the things that are going to happen to the world. Well, in fact, you create your world, you create what you enjoy, and everything is meant just for you, for your wonderful, wonderful pleasure. We are stepping into work and career, money manifestation. We will take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and come back soon. So hold on tight. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. Joyful manifestation principles can be applied to money. It can be applied to your work. It can make you extraordinarily successful, more than your wildest dreams. In fact, I do hope you have been dreaming about being rich, hopefully famous, and buying all the things that you want to buy in your life, whatever it is that you want. I hope you've been dreaming about it. I hope you've been thinking about the positive effects of money and how wonderful money can be for those who love money, for those who appreciate it. For all of these people, money can be a wonderful source of enjoyment where you can actually go around shopping. And this is not shopping in a mall, but you're shopping on a world level. It could be that you're buying a ship or two. It could be that you're buying a building or two. It could be that you're buying an island or two. It could even be buying a country or two. It doesn't matter. You're shopping. You are shopping on a worldwide level. You're having fun with it. Remember, having fun is an important element of joyful manifestation. It's very important to have fun with the things that you do. Amazing, amazing things that you can do with money. So now we're coming back to some basic things. One, have you been listening to a lot of news about poor economy? Stocks and shares crashing, stock market crashing. Have you been listening to lack information in news? People would like to spread information about lack, about money not existing. Basically, there's no money. It's all dried up. The oil wells have dried up. Water is gone. This is gone. That is gone. So a lot of lack being put out into the world by people who seem to care about the world, seem to care about the world, stressing on the word seem. But do they really care about the world? Because what is being put out is fear, fear into the world. And if you have been listening to lack information, news and stories, well, I would say tune out of that and start to listen to good things. Listen to the show. The Joyful Manifestation Show is here to bring you good vibrations about money. And what we say about money is there is so much money, it will never run out. There is so much money that is waiting to come to you. There is so much money that is simply waiting just to pour on top of your head. And as I always say, not coins, soft currency, paper notes. Well, it's pouring on top of your head. And that's how much money there is. There is no lack where money is concerned. It's all there and it's just waiting to pour on your head. And it's waiting for you to open up your arms and receive and get aligned to source. Get aligned to the fact that there is more than you can count. Get aligned to the fact that it's all meant for you. Get aligned, get used to the fact that by taking as much money as you want, you are not depriving anyone else. Because the desire for money springs from you, goes into the universe, and it brings back money to you. You're not taking from anybody else. This is not about going to someone and taking it away from them. This is about manifesting it so that it comes to you from sources that are good, sources that actually make your desire for money healthy. Something that brings back abundance, for you again and again and again in good ways, in nice, healthy, happy ways, things that bring you joy, things that bring back joy to you. The whole thing is about joy. If you're not in joy, or if fictitious Jane is not in joy, she should see, oh, what's happening? Why am I not in joy? Am I doing the things that bring me joy, that can bring me joy? I am? Oh, well, that's nice. So money is your friend and money is here to help you. And we're saying there is so much abundance in this world, so much. So much gold and so much diamonds, so much splendor, so much wealth in terms of money that this world cannot contain it. It's so much. It's just absolutely vast amounts. And all of this is waiting for you to use, for you to have, and for you to enjoy. Because life is about enjoyment and life is about fun. It's about joy. It's about you exercising your magical powers to bring back to you all that you can create. So just imagine you are a spark of God, or God, it depends on how you think about it. And you're here in waving your magic wand. You say, I would like to manifest this. I would like more of this. This is what I want. So you're simply going out there and putting it out there that you're God. And it depends on how you see. You see yourself as God's child, or you see yourself as God. It doesn't matter. Or if you see yourself as separate from God, you can pray to God and say, dear God, can you please give me this? It all depends on how you see it. And this is there in my book, Joyful Manifestation. There are three states. You can think of yourself as separate from God, as a devotee. So you're asking God for something. You can see yourself as part of God. So you're a spark in this whole ocean of God. Or you can see yourself as God. You know what they say, avatars. They realize themselves as God. And this is the highest position, because you can literally create what you want in this space. Knowing that all this power, all of this goodness, all of this wealth is waiting for you, you can just be an amazing money manifester, and all of this money keeps coming back to you, tons and tons of money. Again, the word focus comes up, and I must say, focus on what you want to create. Do not focus on what you don't want to create, because your focus is going to help you align to what you want. As per the law of attraction, like attracts like. If somebody is thinking about lack, more lack can be attracted. If somebody is thinking of the absence of something, more of that can be attracted, because that absence or lack is also an energy. It's a vibration, and it goes out and it brings back to it matching vibrations that prove, oh, I don't have this. I actually don't have this. It becomes a reality, a solid reality. You want to cut it. You want to nip it at the bud. You don't want it to grow and become something that gets even worse and just becomes difficult to handle. You really want to be able to focus on what you want. What you want is money, lots of it, to buy whatever you want. So you're focusing on money and having money. Literally feel your mouth water thinking of money. You know how our mouths water for ice cream and pizza? Yummy, yummy, yummy. Well, even potato chips sometimes. So while your mouth is watering for food items, your mouth can actually water for money too. Think of all the money and, wow, what can I do with it? My mouth is watering. It feels so good. So in this space, you're enjoying money. You're enjoying the presence of money and how it would feel to have so much money that you don't even know what to do with it. You just keep spending it. It keeps coming back to you. Spend it, comes back to you. Spend it, comes back to you. It just doesn't end. You can feel good about that. Salary, it doesn't matter. Then the opposite. A fictitious Jane is sitting and thinking of not having money. She starts to feel the absence of money. It becomes a reality, a strong reality that she will later on find hard to shake, to break. And here she is thinking, oh, where will I get money? I don't have money for this. I don't have money to do this. I don't have money to do that. Maybe it starts with the way she's brought up. Maybe it's something that happened to her on the way. Whatever it is, it becomes a habit. Not having money becomes a habit. It becomes a way of life. It becomes something that fictitious Jane thinks about a lot, not having. So is she going to be salivating at the thought of going on a cruise and spending tons of money on that? No, she's not. She's going to be thinking about how will I get my next meal? Where is it going to come from? That's what she's thinking about. For some people, it is actually like this. And for some people, it's not so bad, but it falls short of amazing wealth. So they are able to spend $20 easily, but when it comes to spending $200 or $2,000 or $200,000, it becomes hard for them. So you see, focusing on having money is a habit. It's a habit to develop. And as you're listening to the show, you may understand that your focus, fictitious Jane's focus, has been on not having money, not having enough, rather than having enough, rather than thinking of how wonderful it would be to have money. Can you feel your mouth watering at the thought of all the things that you can do with money, even if it is as unimportant as building a gold palace in some desert somewhere? How does it matter? Like some place where nobody goes. And you have so much money, you had nothing to do. So you built a gold palace over there. Just imagine. Of course, there are going to be people who say, why would you build a gold palace where nobody's going to go when you could easily give it away in charity? Don't listen to them. You focus on your gold palace because you just had so much money. You didn't know what to do with it. There was too much gold and there was too much wealth. And you just decided, okay, I'm going to spend some of it and construct or have a gold palace constructed somewhere. And I may never even use it. And who cares? That's abundance. That's abundance. I mean, that's getting out of everyday. That's getting out of your world and stepping into a world where magic happens. Think of God as an example. Whether you think of God as a universe, it doesn't matter. Vast, vast universe. Vast, vast universes. There may be so many things in this universes that we don't know about. So many things happening. But just imagine, all of that is abundance. It's not that one planet was created called Earth and then there's emptiness. Just emptiness. No, there is a lot happening in this universe. There is a lot happening. A lot was created. There's abundance even in this. Plants and trees. You start to trim them and they're growing back again. That's abundance. That's amazing, amazing abundance. So if you put your mind into all of this abundance, you can think of money and, oh my God, I just can't control the amount of money that is coming to me. With this note, and we will continue next time, we want you to start to practice how amazing it would be to have money and to buy what you want to buy, anything, without having any limits set on you. Feel your mouth watering. Feel yourself feel happy about the thought about having so much money. Just do this while we take a break for the next 2 weeks. But in the meantime, we are stepping into a very, very important life area, and that is love, romantic love. So we're stepping into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We will listen to some music and come back soon. So hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation. Love.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. There is something called soulmate manifestation. It does exist. And I have been working with soulmate manifestation for some time now, helping many, many people. Thousands of people have been helped using soulmate manifestation principles. You can find information on soulmate manifestation in my book, Joyful Manifestation, which, as I said, is available on Amazon.com and some other online retailers. People want love. People want to experience amazing things with someone that they treasure, a soulmate, someone to hold their hand. Just take a simple walk in the park. It doesn't matter what exactly one does with a soulmate. It could be something grand, like in 50 Shades of Grey, he takes her for a helicopter ride. They go traveling places. He spends a lot of money on her. Or it could be something that is as simple as sharing a burger, sharing a pizza, a coffee, taking a walk in the park, listening to some music, whatever it is that you do with your soulmate, it is something that you would enjoy, that you find precious, that you would like to have with this very, very special person. Even if it is something that another person might say, ugh, who cares? I don't want this. But that's that person's point of view. What you want is individual to you and your desires. And you don't have to do things the way other people do it. You could do it exactly the way you want to do it. So it's your dream. It's your story. And you get to pen down the story. You get to write this amazing story about yourself. So your soulmate, is there somebody in your life that you would like to be with permanently? Is there someone that you feel you would be very happy with? Well, this person feels the same way about you. And what we want to do in soulmate manifestation is to create the vibrations that bring you information that prove to you that this person wants you the way you want him or her, depending on what gender you are and what your preference is. Soulmate manifestation is about creating the vibrations that prove to you that the person you love loves you back the same way or even more. A lot of people who get into the journey of love feel as if the information that they get back is negative. So fictitious Jane could love this person called Frank, and all the information and evidence she has proves to fictitious Jane that Frank does not love her, that he could actually be in love with someone else. Well, that is just information coming to fictitious Jane, carried in energy that is attracted by fictitious Jane to her. So just imagine if fictitious Jane were a great joyful manifester, if she were a great soulmate manifester, she would be manifesting the energy that brings her evidence of Frank's love towards her. Instead of the opposite of that, and many people actually go through the opposite. They keep getting evidence that Frank doesn't love them. So fictitious Jane keeps getting evidence Frank doesn't love her. So every time she sees Frank, he's with somebody else or talking to someone else. He hardly pays her attention, doesn't even know she exists, or could be with her, but behaving in a way that is completely unacceptable. That is fictitious Jane's story. And what's happening is she's putting out energy that brings her back evidence that Frank does not care for her. If she used soulmate manifestation principles, she could be attracting energy that contains information that Frank loves her. So she would then start to hear things like, oh, Frank is single. He doesn't want anyone else. He wants fictitious Jane. And he's willing to do anything it takes to win fictitious Jane. So this whole thing is about creating the energy that contains the information that fictitious Jane actually wants to hear, rather than the opposite of what she wants to hear. Someone with negative soulmate karma, negative love karma, love karma as in the same pattern being repeated again and again, patterns of loss, patterns of abandonment, patterns of being cheated on, patterns that create a person's unique love karma can be changed by using soulmate manifestation methods. And of course, you could always work with me and have a unique solution to your situation. But always having the same patterns happen again and again. And what do these patterns do? They create lack of confidence. If someone's been cheated on more than once is enough, I think. Or if someone has been abandoned more than once, it creates a feeling in that person that good is never going to happen. That this person will always attract a partner that cheats. Psychologically, they're actually looking for it. A lot of women are looking for evidence of being cheated on. Oh, he's late today. Is he really at work? Is he on a dating site? Is he receiving messages from someone who wants him, that he wants? These are thought patterns contained in a person's mind after being subjected to being cheated on. It becomes a karma. It's her love karma. This can be changed by using soulmate manifestation principles, by working on this. That person cannot keep taking risks again and again with relationships. Or maybe the next time it'll be better. Maybe the next time it'll be better. But it's a pattern that's set into energy. It keeps getting attracted back again. If not in this form, then in another form. So if somebody was cheated on before marriage, it could be that they get cheated on after marriage. So right on the date of marriage, everything is fine. And then, boom, after getting married, cheating happens. It's energy set in patterns, which is being attracted to this person again and again. And so it becomes a person's need, right, and absolute requirement to work on this, to change it, so that these patterns don't keep happening again and again. Soulmate manifestation can help you do this. It has worked. And it will work for you too. You don't have to think, or fictitious Jane doesn't have to think, she's always going to be abandoned, always going to be cheated. Good things can happen. And joyful manifestation says, get into the energy of joyful manifestation, and you will see events of joy being returned back to you, which could include a marriage proposal. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? And of course, before that, dates, going out, having fun, getting gifts, being taken for wonderful holidays, being accompanied on wonderful holidays, great sex, happiness, pleasure, contentment, comfort, you name it. Any good word that you can think of. Any good word that you can think of, you can put it into this and say, this good word applies to me. The negative words that we hear about other people's stories, well, we don't want to focus on them. That's their karma. They probably did not work using soulmate manifestation techniques. And so what happens to them need not happen to fictitious Jane. Fictitious Jane can write her own story. She can write herself down as a very fortunate person who always attracts love, who always attracts good things, to whom wonderful things can happen, where joy exists, where joyful events are returned back to her because of her energy. She's putting out all of this great energy. The law of attraction brings it back to her. It has no choice. It has to bring back good because good is being put out. Here we don't mean being a good girl only, because we have heard of good girls whose hearts are played with. Everybody knows about the good girl and the bad boy. These stories have been told for centuries. Well, you know, I am an expert in this, and I know how to get a so-called bad boy to fall in love with a good girl and to give her eternal love. It's possible. It's actually easy. It can be done. Stories can change. New stories can be written. A person's love karma can change. A person can attract to herself, to himself, amazing things, amazing wealth, amazing love. And here in the Joyful Manifestation Show, we focus on money and love. Two very important life areas that people could possibly struggle with. A lot of people are good at money, but they're not good at love. They're good at love, but they're not good at money. But imagine having all of this together. And you can take these principles and use it with any life area that you want. It works across the board. Don't focus on negative love stories. Focus on positive ones. And remember that you're different from other people. You are unique. And we can create a unique love story for you where we incorporate soulmate manifestation principles, and you get to enjoy an amazing, amazing life with the person that you love, the person that you want. So for the next 2 weeks, until we come back, a couple of weeks later, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, practice thinking positively, practice joyful manifestation principles, practice soulmate manifestation principles, practice sending out great energy into space, knowing that what you send out gets returned back to you. So until then, have a great time and enjoy the rest of the day. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries. Social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.